Okay. If your pockets were really stuffed, what would you call the fog coming out? What would you say they are? What?
Your pipe stuffed.
Your pocket. Yeah. Okay. If your pockets were really stuffed.
Oh, I said they're too full.
Mm-hmm. You know any other word you might use for full?
Yeah, I say it's got too much in your pocket.
How about bulge?
Well, I already said bulge too, already.
Okay. The collar did what in hot water?
So what?
Well, that's a good question. Oh, wow. If you put a collar, let's say, in hot water, what would it do?
Kind of a collar.
Well, let's say a collar is not supposed to go in hot water.
So you put a collar in hot water, and that's supposed to go in there.
Yeah, what would it do?
Well, it could run around.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call ruining? You know, like when it is this long and all of a sudden it gets like this.
I don't know.
How about shrink?
Hmm.
You call. Like if it's that long, you had a shirt or something you put in hot water, and when you took it out and you dried it out and everything was too small, you said
oh,
that shirt.
Oh, I said you don't run. It's too little. It's too small.
Uh-huh. And how did it get like that?
Put in too hot of water, man.
Okay. And what made you know it go from a big size to a little size? You use
it
shrink?
Switched up.
Oh, it switched up.
Well, that's what I said. It drawed her.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get you to say. What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Some of them wear a wrist washer, some of them wear a bracelet.
Okay. What do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in? A little thing you carry your money in?
I said a little small pocketbook.
Okay. You call anything else besides a pocketbook? You put coins in, you know, put nickels and dimes in, what do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, what do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Some of them wear belts, some of them wear suspenders. Some call them suspenders, some of them call them gaiters, but folks don't wear them much enough.
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody wear belts, I see.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol, if you got it.
Okay, you call anything else that a parasol?
Yeah, I call an umbrella.
Okay. What is the last thing you put on your bed? You know, the fancy top cover?
The last thing I put on mine, I put my spread on it.
You call anything else besides a spread?
No, some people call it counterfeit, but I say spread, sir.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a what?
Pillow.
Okay. What do you put your bed? Let's see. Wow. What do you put on your bed to keep you warm?
I put blankets on mine.
You call those blankets anything else?
No, I don't call nothing but a blanket. Mm-hmm. And then I got some quilts. I put some quilts on there too.
What do you put on the floor for children when they come over to visit you sometime and they don't want to sleep in the bed, they rather sleep on the floor? What do you call that?
Well, I just call it making a pallet. Now I put mattress down there.
Let's say, for instance, you were expecting a big crop this year to come out, and you said, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very what?
Very rich.
Okay. The flat little land around the stream, overflowed in spring and plowed later, is what?
I said what?
No, I think that's too fast. The flat low land around the stream, okay, is overflowed. You know, a stream is overflowed, and the spring, and you know, later on in the year, in the spring, you plow it, and what do you call that?
We call it low bottom.